And on today's Windy City Queercast, Alexandra Billings takes the red eye from L.A. to Chicago and sits down in my living room. We're chatting about California's big news this week, gay marriage. Is it really going to happen? Will it ripple across the states from the West Coast all the way back to the East? And also Hillary, is she done? Does she still have energy and life in the old gal? Let's see what Alexandra thinks. And also, she's had some sightings on the L.A. streets, especially Sunset Boulevard. Alex is going to tell you who and what. Plus, Richard Knight Jr. here with a movie minute. Does he like it? Does he not? Well, you'll find out as you just listen to him sit back and tell you what he thinks this week of a hot new summer movie. Are we all obsessed with plastic surgery? Do you think Alex has had any?
Windy City Queercast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Alexandra Benz.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 210. I'm Amy Matheny.
I'm Alexandra Billings.
Here in Chicago.
Here in Chicago. I just echoed you.
You did.
I don't know why.
You like it when I sing lines of dialogue.
I do.
You said
sing that. Sing it again.
Here in Chicago. Oprah was doing her favorite things this week, and I realized that she's kind of stolen that from me, I think. You're getting a new Weber grill. That's what she does.
Don't ever do that again. Please.
And Oprah.
And you'll get a car, and you'll get a car. Yeah. She's crazy.
She is crazy. Die, have fun with that loud edit right
She's
there.
Crazy. Get a car!
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
You fly into Chicago days after the historical Day of Days in California.
The hysterical days, Day of Days in California. Yeah. I know, isn't that weird?
It is weird. Yeah. I want to know. I mean, it's obviously picked up my paper at the end of this past week, and it was... victory for gays,
or
the headline of the Tribune.
The gays.
What was the feeling like in California?
It's unbelievable. It's great. It's amazing. I mean, everybody's dancing in the streets. But here's the weird thing: like, everybody's like really, really happy. But at the same time, because of what happened in San Francisco, everybody's going, "Yay! Oh my God, should we be happy?"
Yeah.
Because you know anything can happen. And
right.
So now we have to wait 30 days for all the crazy right-wing fruitcakes to come out and go.
And they're coming out.
Bark, 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 bark. And they keep saying, and one of the things I just read this in Newsweek, one of the quotes was, what we need is a constitutional amendment.
Well,
so I mean, now they're not.
Well, that's what they want to do.
Kidding around.
What they're trying to do is gather the signatures so they can wait.
Right.
Not have the vote now.
Here's what makes me angry. Here's what makes me angry, Amy, is that Chrisanne and I have been married for 11 years. We already are married. We're not
people who don't know who Chris Ann is.
She's my wife.
She's your wife. But your story is that you all have known each other since high school.
We've known each other since 1976.
Wow, the bicentennial.
1977.
Not the bicentennial.
It is.
It was the year after the bicentennial.
Oh, damn it.
And Chris Ann actually has a picture of herself in red, white, and blue bell-bottom jeans.
Yes, in front of a Liberty Bell.
And a cap.
And a cap.
And a flannel shirt.
Wow.
Because she's gay!
She's pretty gay.
She's unbelievably gay. She's
And yet she was not gay before you, right?
I know, right?
What's
wrong? That about?
I don't know.
She's weird.
You can change anybody.
Really?
The power you have.
Really?
You changed yourself.
Fring.
Fring. I can do it. You can too. It's like the Ginsu knives.
How do my boobs look, Liv? They're really
your,
big.
Your boobs look really. That's exciting to me. That's exciting.
Touch them. Okay, so here's the thing that makes me angry is that we're already married, and I've been getting these emails from some from friends, but some from like other people through my website, and they've been saying, "Are you going to go down and get married and get married?" And I'm like, "I am married. This is what's pissing me off. I'm married. I have been married. I'm not going down to get married. I'm going down to make a political point." And that's what we need.
Will you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the thing that's aggravating is that most of the gay couples that I know that are still together feel married, have been married, and have had commitment ceremonies. And so I sort of feel like it's great. And I don't mean to like spit in the face of this opportunity, but I kind of feel like, yeah, so throw us some more bones. So, like, why is it, like we were talking about in the kitchen, why is this taking so long? Why is it just California?
Yeah.
I want everything, and I want it now.
Right. And the interesting thing is I don't even know that I really want to get married.
Then you don't have to.
I understand that. But I and not that in, I think, the states where you can get married.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Massachusetts, really. I
mean, hello.
Civil unions in
right.
Vermont.
And civil unions is not the same thing, but go ahead.
But, you know, it's not like there's been some sort of crazy exodus there's not been a mob scene to, like, run and knock down the doors and get married. Because mm-hmm. we can, there are certain legal protections that we just need to go spend. Making the dog not bark.
That was like a buzzer, like you
that
were finished.
That was like a buzzer.
Like a Jeopardy buzzer.
Dog.
I feel that... Time's up.
This is what I do with my dog. So
stop
she
talking.
Bark. But I feel like we can go down to the attorney and we can get the certain things we need done for a very small fee. Mm-hmm. And really, I've always thought that this marriage issue is an enormous economic issue. It's about our Social Security, which then
that's right.
you don't have.
It's also,
you are married.
But listen, Amy,
you
make
cannot,
no mistake. It's also about us being treated, every gay person on the planet, being treated like every other person on the planet. It's not, it really, and that's, I guess, what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do with spirituality. I mean, I shouldn't say nothing. I'm making blanket statements. But
we're not talking about spirituality because we're not talking about the churches marrying
no,
people.
No, we're
that's
not.
That's a whole other conversation.
Exactly.
We're talking about federal
right,
marriage.
Right.
We're talking about contracts.
Right.
And
we're talking about homosexuals being created just as equal under the law of the United States of America as heterosexuals. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Because this gay marriage thing, it really isn't marriage in the sense that, like, can we go to the church and get married? Can we
sometimes
be married?
Sometimes you can, depends on what church
what I'm saying?
You go to.
Like,
right.
we still don't have the same kind of freedom
yeah.
that every other American walking on the face of the earth has. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Not gay marriage, but this weird, like, oh, California, yay, let's go to California and get married. No, everybody gets married equally or no one gets married. So
yeah.
let's just, like, make it happen and knock it off. Here's my other fear, is that every homosexual on the planet is going to race to California to get married and get married to prove a point instead of getting married and saying...
But they didn't rush to Massachusetts. Wouldn't you have thought everybody would have rushed to Massachusetts? I mean,
well,
some
but
did.
You're talking about California, Hollywood. You're talking... I
well,
really think this is a whole other ball of tomatoes.
Well, you'll
tomatoes?
Hear tomatoes.
Ball,
a
of,
ball
tomatoes?
Of tomatoes? This is
what
why,
did I just say?
This is why you get paid the big bucks. This is why you're an essential
part
of the
I did I say ball of tomatoes?
I don't know. Tomatoes?
That doesn't make any sense.
Why didn't you say ball of tomatoes?
Why didn't I say bowl of tomatoes?
Or bowl of tomatoes.
But that even doesn't make any sense. This is a whole other bowl of tomatoes?
Wow.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let's think about that, because we've got some big news coming up, and you'll hear some of the other people that are pondering bowl of tomatoes.
Really?
And also gay marriage in California.
Broadway's Tony-winning smash hit musical Avenue Q is for you.
If you've ever put out the garbage.
If you've ever put out.
If you're in the closet.
If your friend's in the closet.
If your coat's in the closet.
If you're in college.
If you wish you were back in college.
If you're a Democrat.
A Republican.
A Scientologist.
A gynecologist.
If you're a potty mouth.
If you're a potty animal.
If you want a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical with something for everyone.
Avenue Q is for you.
May 27th through June 7th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News.
The California Supreme Court overturned the state's gay marriage ban on May 15th. The historic 4-3 decision, the court ruled that domestic partnerships are not an adequate substitute for marriage. This ruling, which takes effect in 30 days, makes California the second state to allow same-sex marriage alongside Massachusetts. California has the highest number of same-sex couples in the nation.
In response to that California Supreme Court decision, opponents vowed to redouble efforts to keep gay marriages from taking place. The Alliance Defense Fund said that it plans to ask California's highest court to postpone putting the decision into effect. They want gay marriage to be delayed until after the election, when voters might decide on a proposed ballot measure to amend the state's constitution to ban same-sex marriage. In June, California's Secretary of State will rule whether or not conservatives gathered enough ballot signatures to place the measure on the ballot.
Hillary Clinton won a landslide victory in the West Virginia primary, continuing to highlight Obama's trouble with the white middle class. The next day, former North Carolina Senator John Edwards officially endorsed Obama. Edwards confirmed he will not run as VP with presidential hopeful Barack Obama, as he did with John Kerry in 2004.
Former state Chicago state rep Larry McKeon passed away May 13th at age 63 after a stroke. In 1996, he became the state's first openly gay state legislator. McKeon, who was HIV positive, served from 1997 to 2007. McKeon retired due to his struggles with HIV and cancer. Openly gay and HIV positive Greg Harris was his replacement. Prior to becoming state legislator, McKeon was Mayor Daley's liaison to the GLBT community as a director of Chicago's Commission on Human Relations Advisory Council on Gay and Lesbian Issues. He was also a veteran of the U.S. Army.
GLBT celebrities have been reacting to the California Supreme Court's decision to lift the ban on same-sex marriage. Melissa Etheridge told The Advocate, "What a wonderful blessing for us in the gay community. We're moving forward. It makes me happy for the whole human race that we are finally getting out of our differences and coming together, and we are putting this all behind us." She said, although she and partner Tammy Lynn Michaels had a ceremony in 2003, they might consider getting married again.
And talk show host Ellen DeGeneres and actress Portia de Rossi plan to get hitched. DeGeneres was expected to announce on her May 16th show. Shortly after the news of the ruling, DeGeneres told The Advocate, "I can't wait to get married," and joked that the couple were registered at Crate and Barrel.
Logo announced the 2009 debut of a new reality show, RuPaul's Drag Race. In the series, contestants will compete to become America's next top drag queen. RuPaul'sDragRace.com is where online voters can pick who will compete to become the next drag superstar. RuPaul will serve as host, judge, and mentor on the show.
And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Milwaukee, June 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Summerfest Grounds on Milwaukee's Lakefront. Featuring comedian Wanda Sykes on Friday, June 6th.
If you don't believe in same-sex marriage, then don't marry somebody of the same sex. I understand. How does someone else's marriage affect your marriage? Are straight couples in marriage counseling now? Like, you know, we just ain't been working together since Bill and Ted hooked up.
Windy City Media Group welcomes Natasha Bedingfield, Saturday, June 7th. Indigo Girls, Sunday, June 8th. Indigo Girls. Proudly sponsored by Lacage Nightclub, Pottawatomie Bingo Casino, and Miller Lite. Get discounted tickets and premium reserved seats at PrideFest.com.
Well, so you have really big thoughts on Hillary's gone, right? You just
Hillary's
think it's
gone.
Done?
She's gone. She's done. I'm not saying she should give up, but she's done. She's done. It's over. The contest is over.
My father told me I had to stop sending her money unless I just wanted to have a woman that's worth $100 million get more money. Doesn't that sound like my dad? Amy, you just got to start sending that woman money unless you feel sorry for somebody who's worth $100 million.
I love your father.
Yes.
So much.
Yeah, that's what he said to me two days ago.
That's so good. And, well, he's right.
Yeah,
that's I love says. Hillary. I thought she was going to do it. She lied about Bosnia. She screwed herself royally. And Obama...
You really think she screwed herself royally? Yes. Over, but absolutely. That was right when the right thing came out, and he seemed to be far more hurt than she was.
He can survive anything.
I don't know. He has not had anything yet. He's about to have anything.
He's got a magic cloak.
He doesn't, though, Alex.
I think he does.
You have no idea what's going to start coming up in the
general
election.
Saying it's right.
I'm not saying you are. I am just saying I think you're naive. I don't think he has been vetted at all. I don't think he can survive anything.
I disagree with you.
My 99-year-old grandmother says McCain is going to win this thing, and it's going to be our own damn
fault.
Chris
Ann said the same thing.
And it's going to be our own damn fault because he is not going to win these states where he could not beat her. He is not going to get the white middle class. He is definitely not going to get the states that he needs to get, which are the states that could go either way, the swing states. He's not going to get them. Mm-hmm. And he has not at all, they have not at all started pulling out the race card, which they will.
Oh, absolutely.
They have not at all started pushing out the inexperienced card. She's tried, but she's also had to run, even when they say she's being hard, which has entirely pissed me off.
Oh, that's bullshit.
She's not been that hard
on
him.
No, she hasn't.
And Bill Maher.
It's really, because she's a woman. It's that's because why she's a woman. They're saying that.
I've said this before, but Bill Maher, on his show, which I usually like to watch him and his panel because I like the debate.
I do too.
And he spent the past 4 years calling the Democrats, especially since the changing of the guard in Congress, saying they're a bunch of pussies. Mm-hmm. Like the Democrats said they were going to stop the war and they didn't. But then he came back and said, why is Hillary, doing this to the party? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to scream at him and go, you just said that they're pussies. And when the pussy steps up and bares her claws, you're telling her she's playing unfair.
But it's because she's a female. We have different freaking fracking. It's a whole other bowl of tomatoes.
You said fracking.
It's a fracking bowl of tomatoes.
The Battlestar Galactica fans love you.
I don't ever want you to say that to me again.
No, you have to watch the Battlestar.
I'm not going to.
I haven't watched it either, but I have all the DVDs.
Sounds of sex. It's a whole other thing because she is a woman, so she's got different rules. Yeah. She comes out, she's pointed, so all of a sudden she's aggressive. She's got opposing views, so all of a sudden she's a bitch. She and anyone who doesn't acknowledge this is an idiot.
Well, we've talked about the last time you were in town about the rampant sexism to the campaign.
Crazy.
But my question for you is, do you think they'll be on the same ticket? Do you think she will go to him in such a public way and say, I am behind this campaign. I put myself out there as your vice president. Mm-hmm. I mean, Edwards has already said, though he endorsed him this week, he is not going to run as he did with John Kerry as the VP. Mm-hmm. He could garner all those votes. Plus, he could really unite this 51-49.5 split. Mm-hmm. Do you think that will happen?
No.
Why?
Well, I believe that Obama's on a train. Obama's on a train that is speeding down the track. And I believe that he and his people that they need another man.
White man and an old man. And it has to be a more conservative man.
That's right.
An old, white, conservative male.
Exactly.
And he's the candidate for change.
That's right.
That is fucked up.
Obama has everyone fooled. I'm going to go on record right now as saying that man is the emperor with the new clothes. He has everyone fooled.
What do you mean by that?
I have never bought him for a second. I have absolutely no proof whatsoever. I don't believe 60% of what he says. No, that's not true. Let me backtrack. It's not that I don't believe what he says. I don't believe he believes what he says.
Okay, but you have to give me specifics.
I don't
believe...
This is
people who tell me I hate Hillary Clinton, and I go, why? And they can't tell me why.
I believe his stance on economics... No. His stance on what is happening economically here, right now, makes zero sense. He's talking about... Well, no, let me go back even farther. He made this statement. This was the first thing that got me. He made this statement about lobbyists. Do you remember that whole thing? I never took money from lobbyists, and Hillary did. I never took it. He took hundreds and thousands of dollars from lobbyists early in his career. That was the first big lie for me. And now, everyone knows it's a lie. Everyone knows it. All the Obamamites have said, oh yeah, he lied about that, but it doesn't matter. All of the stuff with this Reverend Wright thing, this guy has been going to this guy's church for 20 plus years and has been listening to radical, extremist political rhetoric.
Pedagogy.
Yes. And all of a sudden he comes out and he says, Obama says, this is a completely different man than the person I listened to. And everybody went, okay. He's a liar and a manipulator. And for some unknown reason, he has fooled, like I said, fooled everyone. Obama could walk up to you on the street, Amy Matheny.
I've met him, so he could.
Here's what he could say. He would shake your hand and he would say, you're wearing a pink shirt with a polka dot tie. And if he said that to you 10 times, a crowd would gather and they would automatically, for some reason, go, she's wearing a pink shirt with a polka dot tie. I'm telling you.
So
those are just two of the very small things that in the back of my mind, I think to myself, he's not only a liar, he's the emperor with the new clothes.
You know, and I disagree with you. I actually believe he believes in what he says. Not in the George Bush way of he believes what he says because he's simple and he doesn't get it.
Oh, no,
he's
a highly intelligent man. Intelligent.
I think he's an extremely intelligent man. I don't really think he's trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes.
I don't think so either.
I actually think he thinks he is this agent for change, and I believe that he has people believing they're the agent for change.
I believe that.
And I believe that that is empowering people.
I believe that, too.
And I believe it is empowering people who are disenfranchised. I believe it is empowering young people. And I think all of that is great. I think in the same way Hillary is empowering older women and women and other people to empowering, you know.
And listen, make no mistake, Hillary Clinton is a liar too.
Well,
I'm not saying that, and so is McCain. All three of them are liars. I'm not saying
it is politics. After
absolutely.
All. You know, my grandpapa used to say, "Come on, Alice, let's go vote for the crook. No sense turning a good boy bad." And that's what he said on every election day.
What did your family do besides sit on the front porch and make up sayings?
Not much.
No, that's right.
Really.
Let me add to this that I am on the fence between Obama and McCain because I really do believe that Hillary's out of it. But I am leaning towards Obama only because, like you, I do believe that he is an agent for change.
I do.
I do believe that he's a monumental political figure, and I do like him. Hillary is a liar. But she sort of knows that about herself.
She's a politician.
And
she is a politician not for the people. Hillary is a genius politician among politicians. And that's what I wanted to say. The difference is I believe that Obama can galvanize the common the people. He right now cannot galvanize white middle-class men, which is going to be important.
Yeah.
And that's why he's probably going to lose the election. But what Hillary can do is she can affect great change on Capitol Hill. And unfortunately, we have already empowered people over the past 10 years, and we have put people in the Supreme Court by virtue of putting George Bush in the White House. Hillary knows how to do what she has to do to get the most conservative guy across the hall
and she's good at doing it.
To come together with her.
That's right.
She will give a little, she will take a little. She knows how to do it.
Yep.
And Obama, intention could be great. He could never have told a lie. He could be absolutely, you know, what is his name? Washington. Was it
George Washington?
Who said, I never told a lie? Or who was it that said, I never?
What, Washington?
I don't know.
Washington, D.C.?
Washington Carver. I couldn't remember if it was Washington Carver or George Washington.
George Washington Carver.
I never told a lie.
That's
whatever.
Not George.
I don't know.
You did a little Katharine Hepburn.
Did I?
I never told a lie. I'd like to run for president of the United States of America because I believe that everyone... cornflakes.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, I just don't trust that he has the experience or really the teeth Or
it's
really
more the teeth for me. I believe he has experience. He has tons of experience. I don't necessarily... He hasn't been a senator that long.
That's
but
what I mean. I just mean, like, people owe Hillary favors. She owes people favors.
True.
There's just lineage here. There's just legacy and lineage.
But, you know, look,
and it's great to say you want somebody else new to come in the neighborhood and clean up the neighborhood, but the truth is there's two dudes or blokes on the neighborhood beat, and they're going to be the two that are going to come together and fix it. And it's not going to be the new guy on the block, and unfortunately now the new black guy on the block, who people don't even know if they want the black guy in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to just expose the inherent racism, which is going to come out by November. It has not come out, and it's going to be literally like gasoline on a flame.
That's right.
And it's about to happen. I mean, the moment she's out, they are ready.
They're going to swoop.
They're going to swoop. And you know what? They can't swoop anymore on Hillary.
Yeah.
They fucking beat her to black and blue.
That's
she
right.
is like $1 million baby.
But again, you know,
she
we go back to
she just bounces back up.
We've had this conversation a million times. I hate to keep having the same
conversation. We're going to wrap it up then.
Are we? All right.
You go ahead, though.
Well, I'm just going to say this one last statement. This one last statement is we just go back to the old adage that we go to dad to fix the car, we go to mom to fix breakfast.
And so we'll never have a woman president.
Not for a while, not for another generation. I don't think so. We're terrified.
There's nobody in the wings.
Nope.
If Obama hadn't won, I thought, well, there's all these other great black men that could probably be within the next handful of years.
Yeah.
You got Harold Ford, who's probably just upset as all hell that
Obama
stole his thunder.
What about that?
Got Jesse Jackson,
Jr. I'm not crazy about him.
You've just got, but you still got.
Yes.
You still got. We don't have any women.
Nope, none.
But you have a thought.
I think our first woman president will be Chelsea.
Crazy. Does she want it? God, why would she want it after her life and the fact that she's gotten away from it unscathed?
Because it's the only thing she knows.
Well,
it's the only. She is raised in one of the in a political dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, the Bushes, the Kennedys, Adams. You go back to the Adamses.
Caroline didn't want it.
No, Caroline.
Shriver married it.
But see, but that's what I'm saying. They're somehow
they
or
don't
other.
Know any different.
Yeah, they don't know any different. Plus, she's a smart girl.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah. We're going to tell you what's going on in the theater scene. We'll be back after this.
Burp.
Hi there, I'm Proud FM's Deb Pierce, Toronto's official queer respondent. I'll be keeping you plugged into what's hot in Toronto this summer. Toronto's patio season is upon us, and that means Pride Week isn't that far away. Come join me and a million other people for Unified the week of June 20th to 29th. It promises to be one of the best prides ever, with headliner Sandra Bernhard and Spice Girl Melanie C already confirmed to perform. Look for me in Chicago on Friday, June 13th at Gay Idol at Circuit Nightclub. Visit www.torontotourism.com to find out why you should be heading to Toronto this summer. Hope to see you soon.
Culture
Club.
Culture
Club.
Culture
Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
The week of May 19th, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents Around the World in 80 Days. This world premiere adventure follows Phileas Fogg as he races around the world to save his fortune. Looking Glass Theater is in the historic Water Tower Waterworks on Michigan Avenue. For tickets to Around the World in 80 Days, visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Get your toughest problem solved by a beloved Chicago expert. Judith Ivey comes to North Light Theater fresh from Broadway to star as columnist Ann Landers in The Lady with All the Answers, playing through June 29th. For information or to purchase tickets, visit northlight.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hi, this is Valerie Smaldone, and I'm backstage at the Royal George Theatre watching the multi-talented Mark Nadler and his new show, Russian on the Side, a zany 90-minute song and dance journey. It's a laugh-out-loud night at the theatre. Don't miss the performer Rex Reed calls a combination of Danny Kaye and all the Marx Brothers put together, Russian on the Side, the pre-Broadway engagement, April 22nd through June 15th only at the Royal George Theatre. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone at 312-902-1500. Call now!
Are you isolating? Listening in the dark? Keeping yourself hidden away? Come out wherever you are. Come on out and post a comment. It's so easy. Just visit WindyCityQueerCast.com and post a comment on any show. We don't bite. We'd love to know you're listening. So visit WindyCityQueerCast.com and leave me a comment, please.
My idea of a perfect woman is, A, she's got to be hot.
The film is sort of a look at how we place such a high emphasis on beauty.
Roger Ebert gives America the Beautiful 3 stars, and the Windy City Times calls it insightful and entertaining.
We're not going to put someone ugly on our cover. It's not going to sell.
I want my vagina to look like this.
Wow, I didn't even know you could do that.
A lot of it's airbrushed, so women are coming in and asking for surgery that the actual models don't have.
Does the media ever feel kind of like socially responsible with this stuff?
You've got to be kidding. You're actually asking me that question.
My daughter's wanted to be a model since she was little.
I go, Maggie, if you can't get rid of the little poogie on the side, what would you think of liposuction? And she goes, plastic surgery is a woman's best friend.
At the end of the day, we're selling dreams, man.
I'm missing a six pack.
And what's the importance of a six pack?
I don't know.
Stop fixing your body. It was never broken.
America the Beautiful, now playing at the Landmark Century Theater, 2828 North Clark.
So there are other things going on in California besides...
I'm licking my lips.
Like David Archuleta.
David Archuleta.
Somebody give him some lip balm.
Oh, David Archuleta.
We're going to know just days after this comes out if he's the new idol or if it's
I think
David
it's going to be David Cook.
But did you think Saisha Mercado was just given the bum rap by Simon Cowell, like right and left,
No, I don't think so.
She was beautiful, though.
She's beautiful. She's a beautiful girl.
I would buy her music over David Archuleta any frickin' day of the week, or pay to see her in concert any day of the week.
Well, yes, I would pay to see her. David Archuleta, I think a lot of his lack of stage presence is because he's, 17 years old.
Because he's being beaten by his father and he's living
father.
In fear.
Yeah, his father is
I think he's
Joan
traumatized
Crawford.
Child.
Oh, absolutely. Sing the notes correctly!
But I want to talk about Idol. I want to talk about what has been going on in California, star sightings that you've had at any great movies or theater, or because you are one of the other artist co-hosts and you're on a whole other coast.
I am on a coast.
What's going on in California?
Here's what happened. So I was walking down Sunset Boulevard to go to an audition. And I'm walking down Sunset, which nobody ever walks anywhere.
Sunset, do-do-do-do-do-do. Cue Donna Summer. We will do that here later.
What? Oh, Bowl of Tomatoes.
Sunset.
So I was walking down Sunset going to an audition. And so I'm...
What are you auditioning for on Sunset Boulevard? It sounds like it's a place where the hookers hang out for.
No.
Sunset Boulevard's beautiful?
Yeah.
Like...
Sunset's like Michigan Avenue.
Oh.
It's fantastic. Okay. It's where all the... It's very hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity?
Yeah.
It's not West Hollywood. Or does Sunset run
West
through?
West Hollywood's fantastic,
does
too.
Does it run through? Sunset run through West Hollywood?
Yes, it goes... Oh, look, the mail lady.
Oh.
The mail lady is a lesbian. Did you look?
I think so. I don't normally have a mail lady. Okay, Nella. Everybody
Nella
on the
loves the lesbians. She's barking at the
doo-dah,
lesbians.
Doo-dah,
doo-dah. Doo-dah,
okay, Nella, sit down.
Nella, sit down.
We're podcasting.
For the love of everything that's holy.
And you do love holy things. Okay.
So, and then as I'm walking down the street, this was the strangest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Because I'm walking down the street.
Wow.
And all of a sudden.
Nella came running when you just hit that note.
One guy from around a mysterious corner goes, shoo, like the Roadrunner in the Roadrunner cartoons, shoo, and comes up on the street
like
and stands
Coyote?
There.
Wile E. Coyote?
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote with a big camera. Then another guy from another corner, shoo. Comes by. Then two guys from down the street. Shoo,
are you on foot at this point?
Yes, I'm walking and I'm watching this like bing, bong, bing, bong, bing. And these people, and I'm not kidding you, appear out of nowhere. So I stand there because they start appearing. And I'm looking and I'm watching and 5 turns into about 10 that eventually turns into about 15. This happens a minute, maybe a minute and a half.
Oh my God.
And so now I'm standing there. And out of this store comes this woman who looks very frail and she's very frail and very, she looks like a little deer. Very tiny, but with a really big head.
Like everybody in LA.
Pretty much everybody.
They have
in LA.
To literally, it's like during Nazi Germany where they would measure parts of your body to just, you remember, if you ever been to a Holocaust museum, they have all these, like, we would measure this and this, your head, your nose, your shoulders.
We're drifting into a very dangerous place, okay. Amy. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Don't
just
do
big
that.
Heads.
For the love
you
of Christ.
You have to have your head has to be a certain diameter to be in LA.
That was so wrong on so many levels.
Okay.
I'm going to tweak my nipples and we're back! So she comes out, this little waif with this great big head walks out of the store. And with these huge sunglasses and like three little bags of things.
Victoria Beckham.
Well, close.
Major.
So she walks, it was Loretta Swit. No, it wasn't. So she comes out of the store and behind her are these two huge, massive. Do you remember Magilla Gorilla, the cartoon Magilla Gorilla?
No.
All right. Well, they look like Magilla Gorilla. Big gorillas, big guys with big arms following her. So I knew it was somebody famous.
Security.
Yes. So I'm like, oh my God, that's somebody famous. So of course me, I'm like, you know, I'm like wet panties and a vagina. I start gravitating towards her. And I'm going across the street and I'm like this and I'm walking and cars are passing and I'm walking and I'm walking. And all of a sudden, she stands there. She takes off her glasses and she does that weird cockeyed look. And I went, it's Paris Hilton. And her eye, here's the thing. I think she has a glass eye.
Does she?
Well, I think
so. Does Sandy Duncan really have a glass eye?
Yeah, she does. I asked her.
Kelly and I were arguing about this just the other night.
Yeah, she has a glass eye.
Information. Yeah, see, I can learn something too on the Queer Cast.
I actually met her in a New York restaurant, and that's what I asked her.
I met her at Tavern on the Green, but I didn't know I was too young.
She has a glass eye.
Okay.
Anyway, so Paris does that cock the head thing. Mm-hmm. So she stands out there.
With her glass eye?
Yeah, with her glass eye. And then the flashbulb. And this is what it sounded like, and I'm not kidding you. It was really weird. That's how fast they take those pictures. And this was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So anyway, so they're taking all these
pictures. So it's just a store? She's just walking out of
a store? She's walking out of a store. My hair's falling out. And so she's walking out of a store. And then she stands there and then she moves and then she moves again and they're taking all these pictures. And then she puts her glasses back on and I'm standing in the middle of the street and I have no idea why I did this. And I went, Paris Hilton! Really loud, like that. And this is exactly... Well, you can't see it. It's on the... But she... I had no camera with me. I just screamed out her name. She took off her glasses and went... Oh. And then put her glasses back on.
So she kind of posed for the picture, and then she saw that you didn't have a camera, and then she just kind of went, and then she walked away.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
Isn't that weird?
Well, no, it's not weird because I'm sure probably called them and said,
something.
I look pretty good today, so like them to take my picture walking out of Hootie Gucci Roochie.
Right, but the thing about it is that as she was going back to her big, her convertible or whatever the heck car it was, it was creepy because at first it was comical, and then they kept following her. Like even as she got in the car, and then they blocked the door for her to get in. Then it turned weird and creepy. And then she couldn't leave because they were in front of the car. It was very weird.
Yeah.
So it turned, at first it was comical with her glass eye. Yeah. And then it got weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
She's an odd bird.
Well, she's a sad girl.
I imagine.
She didn't look happy.
How could you be?
She looked vacant.
Yeah.
Just like, she just looked like there was nothing attached to anything.
Yeah.
It was scary.
What is summer like in LA? Do you enjoy it?
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Amy, I know it's pretty, but like with all the summer blockbuster movies, is there a lot of opportunities to see a lot of celebrities, you think, in the summer? I mean, are you excited about summer and things that are coming out in film or things that are...
No, because I'm working so much and I don't... No, not really. I mean, it's great because I'm like in the center of... You know what's weird? Chrisanne and I were noticing this. Chrisanne and I were driving, we were going somewhere. And you know, you drive in Chicago and you see, you know, billboards, ads for things, or different kinds of things, and different, you know, you see all kinds of things in Chicago. When you drive in Hollywood and you're going anywhere, everything is a movie poster.
Right.
Everything.
Which is hilarious because you think that those would need to be elsewhere outside of Hollywood.
Yeah, no, not so much. They're like, come see this movie. Come see Blow Me. Come see Poop Face.
Are you excited about Sex and the City? You've never seen Sex and the City?
Okay, can I tell you something?
Well, you're telling all of us.
I don't understand why it's funny.
Really?
I know. I feel really bad. I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel ashamed or bad at all. I don't think
It doesn't hit a chord with
you. I don't think it's funny. I love the actresses. Yeah. I love Sarah Jessica Parker. I love Cynthia Nixon. I love their work. I don't get it. I'm one of the people, and I know I'm in a very small minority, and I've tried to watch it a million times because I know Mitchell is a huge fan. And
I'm a huge fan.
And I know Kelly's you're a huge fan. I don't understand it.
Huh. See, I never understood Seinfeld, and everybody thought I was crazy.
I never understood Seinfeld
didn't
either.
Didn't like it.
It's not that I didn't like it. I just didn't get it.
It wasn't funny to me. Seinfeld was never funny to me.
Is that right?
It was so neurotic. It just was not funny to me.
Yeah.
So
I'm not excited about it.
I don't know. Maybe do you feel like you have good gal friends that you are gossipy with and you get that?
I do. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. You?
Yes.
I have lots of girls. Shannon?
Yes.
Honey? I have lots of, Heather, lots of girlfriends that are chatty that we love. We talk about all. I understand the camaraderie.
You're not really into the whole, first of all, what I know about you is you kind of love deeply and very loyally and you're not flippant with love.
I try not to be.
Right. And you're.
But thank you. That's nice.
But I mean, there's a carelessness, kind of a one-night stand kind of de rigueur of these women. You know, most of them. Not all of them. Charlotte's not like that. But, and I also think there's the whole fashion and...
I love that.
Do you?
Oh, I love that. I love the way they look. I love...
But is that of interest to you? You're not a big, fashion magazine.
No, I'm not.
Care that you have the right purse.
No. Are you kidding?
See, and I don't even get that part of it either.
I wouldn't know the right purse if it came up and tapped me on the shoulder and gave me a new bowl of tomatoes.
A new bowl of tomatoes to put in your...
To put in my...
Kelly bag.
That's right. I don't even know what a Kelly bag is. Is that a bag by Kelly?
It's a bag that I'm sure...
Oh, Kelly!
I'm sure Paris Hilton had it on her arm, actually.
Oh, maybe.
You know, I don't know, but I'm very excited to see it. But at the same time, I'm really excited to see Iron Man. And
I can't wait to see Iron Man.
And we just had a review on the show last week, Richard Knight.
Was it good?
Oh, loved it.
Oh, awesome.
Thought it was genius.
Well, they're already talking about Iron Man 2.
And Indiana Jones. Yeah, they're already talking about Iron Man 2.
Indiana Jones is not supposed to be that good.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I know. I'm still going.
We'll have a review from Richard Knight here in the next week.
Good. I love Richard Knight.
Yeah, but... Well, it's interesting. Well, we are glad that you're in Chicago. You're going to be on our next show, too, because you're here for a few days. And we're going to talk about the 80s on our next show. It's going to be very, very,
I'm
very
performing fellatio with the straw in my cup.
You are?
I'm being very sexy.
Did you ever go watch Two Girls, One Cup? As you talk about fellatio.
I am so unbelievably...
I haven't seen it.
I'm excited about doing it. I need to. I know it's been around for about a year. I need to watch it.
Oh, no, you do not need to watch
it. No, I need to because everyone's seen it.
But have you watched the reactions?
Yes. Okay. That's why I need to watch it.
Yeah, I've never watched it either.
It's so funny because
the reactions make me pee my pants.
I know, they're me hilarious. Too. A couple of friends of mine, and of course, Honey West has seen it 15 times and she's already told me, but a couple of guy friends that were talking... they were talking about it and I sort of walked up in the middle of the conversation. They shut up and they clammed up and I was like, what's going on? Oh, we're talking about this thing. And I said, well, what is it? And they said, oh, you don't want to know. We can't talk about it in mixed company. I said, I'm not mixed company. Actually, I guess I am mixed company.
Yes, you are.
But yeah, they were like, oh, no, you can't see this. It's too... And I'm like,
Deb Pierce, who's on our show from Toronto, she said it will make you feel so... You will have difficulty having lesbian sex after this, so don't watch it.
I want to see it.
She was like, don't watch it, Amy.
I want to see it.
Okay, maybe we'll watch it.
People eating things. Something twinged.
Oh,
it happened again.
No, it's not good.
Here's my finger.
Yeah. Oh. I don't have a really quick gag reflex, though.
Don't you?
No, do you?
Let's test it.
Oh, God.
Open up.
Hi, this is Hedda Lettuce, the future president of the United States, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast. And remember, people, don't drink and drag. Good night.
Let's go to the movies anyway and see.
I'm Richard Knight Jr. with another Night at the Movies Minute. Gail Roberts' documentary, America the Beautiful, asks the question, is America obsessed with beauty? And when one considers our plastic surgery, youth-oriented culture, the answer isn't just a resounding yes. It's a Susan Powder stop the insanity yes. The movie begins with the contrast between two 12-year-old African-American girls, Ashley, who frankly describes herself as ugly, and Garen Taylor, her supposed opposite, who is destined to become the darling of the New York designer runway shows. As we follow Garen's descent, Roberts also goes behind the scenes in the beauty business and finds unrepentant female ad execs, fashion and gossip magazine editors, plastic surgery victims, toxic substances hidden in perfumes and cosmetics, don't you love that, ladies, and on and on. No matter where women turn, it seems, our beauty culture is bound to get them. Eve Ensler, gay gossip columnist Ted Casablanca, Paris Hilton, yeah, I know, Red Hot Chili Peppers' Anthony Kiedis, and assorted other experts on the subject make appearances. Roberts' approach is not unlike that of Michael Moore's, though he isn't nearly as snarky, and you don't feel him managing the material. His film tackles a huge topic, yet manages to be both insightful, meaningful, entertaining, and yes, very funny. America the Beautiful is a great film, a provocative cautionary tale that, fingers crossed, might also act as a wake-up call, not just for women, but for gay men who've culturally dealt with this obsession for over 30 years, I should know. The film hits New York, L.A., and 30 other cities this summer. Check out the film's website, www.americathebeautifuldoc.com, for screenings in your area. Don't miss it. I'm Richard Knight, Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Basketball Shoe Designer.
Mr. Basketball Shoe Designer.
Every year you make staggering advances in technology, like air, more air, slightly less air, and a separate air chamber for maximum air.
She's gonna blow!
Good ball handling skills, sound fundamentals, a killer outside shot. All completely useless unless we're wearing your sneakers.
I got a 2-inch vertical.
They're designed to last for a decade, which is just about the time we'll have them paid off.
I'm living in my van.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, old Sultan of the sneaker. We may never make a layup, but your shoes will always be a slam dunk.
Mr. Basketball Shoe Design.
Bud Light Beer at Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
So America the Beautiful, is America still obsessed with plastic surgery as much, or was it greater 10 years ago, or is it just exponentially getting bigger? You live in California where everybody's got something tucked, plucked, fucked, or sucked.
Wow.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Just because I can.
That was genius.
Yeah.
You rhymed.
I did.
And everything.
That's
just like Kurt Vonnegut.
I'm a bit of a savant.
You're, whoa.
So what do you think?
Here's what happened. About a month ago,
yep.
Chris Ann and I were sitting, my wife Chris Ann, and I were sitting at this...
We now know who she is.
Okay, well, I just keep saying
I
that.
I know.
I don't know why. ball of tomatoes. And so we were sitting in this restaurant, and this these two group... I wonder if I've told this story. I hope not.
Mm-mm.
This these two couples came up and sat directly in front of us. We were in an outside cafe, sitting and having lunchy-poo.
Everybody does lunch in California.
It's lunchy poo. And we call it lunchy poo.
Lunchy poo?
Lunchy poo. And we were having lunchy poo. And they sat in front of us. And Chris Ann, who is subtle, is not a word in her dictionary. She, we're sitting there, and she and literally she turns to me and she goes, "Oh my God!" that loudly. And I said, "What?" She said, "Look ahead of us." So straight ahead of us were these two women sitting with these two men. The two men, probably in their 60s, good-looking guys. Dressed well, with their wives, we assume, because they were sitting couple, boy, girl. The two women, probably the same age, literally had so much plastic surgery they could not speak
to each other. All four of them?
Yeah. No, just the women.
Oh.
Could not speak
yeah.
to each other. It was as someone had their hands up their dresses and was moving their mouths.
Wow.
Their lips were so... So this is every.
I mean, do you see... Do you... Is there just such a overall look of plastic in Hollywood that it's just...
I don't think it's just Hollywood. I think it's I think it's everywhere. I think it's ever, well, it's not everywhere, but I think it's, you know, we're a youth obsessed country. We want to turn back time. I think we want to turn back those hands of time as much as we
God, speaking of which.
I know, right?
We share on Oprah last week or whenever.
I didn't
it
see
was.
Her. How did she look?
Well, she looks the same because now she's hermetically sealed in some sort of, you know.
Oh, she belongs in a wax museum.
She looks like her hairline hurts.
That's
is what
brilliant.
It just kills me.
I think it's good.
It's painful.
I like it.
And then Tina is just like Sandra Bernhardt always said, I'm without you, I'm nothing. Like after the apocalypse, Tina Turner will still be amongst us. I mean, she's literally
still walking around.
She still like doesn't look like she's aged.
Well,
a day.
You better be good to her.
You better be good to her.
I don't mind it. I mean, I think it's fine if that's what you want to look like. Everybody sort of has the same face, though. All the women seem to have the same face. It's interesting to me that women do it and men don't. Not that men don't, but it's much more about women than
but they want
about
to come
men.
In and they want to show a picture or something, which this film I think really highlights, and say I want to look like that, and they don't realize that some graphic artist has airbrushed that person to look like that.
That's right.
Which so it's not even human what they're asking to look like, which is how we end up with Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh,
which
well,
is crazy.
Michael Jackson is another country.
Ugh.
That's a whole other poop of pee.
Yeah. Are you going to have plastic surgery as you age continually?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you want to have?
I think I'm going to start with a little Botoxy, and then I'm going to go into a little facial tuck. I want to be pulled so tight my ears clap.
Really?
The back of my head.
No, but you have to be able to talk and do all the fun things that you do.
I don't know that I need to talk.
Okay.
No, maybe just a little sign language.
Yep.
Yeah, being Marley Matlin about it. Yeah.
Oh, Marley. All right, well. That's another show.
Is that it?
Yeah, why not?
Are we done?
We're going to be back. We have another one this week.
We do?
Yeah.
I don't want to be done.
We're going to get together after you and Honey have your gig.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
I love that
me.
You're in Chicago, even though you're our LA correspondent.
I know. Can we have sex now?
Yeah.
Genius. Turn it off.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.
Instead.